Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Stephen Lawson, president of One Passion Ministries. And four times a week, I teach through a portion of Scripture to encourage you in your Christian walk. Join me now for this brief devotion in God's Word. Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, and we're coming to you from Herb's house here in Dallas, Texas, a coffee house. And Kent...
Both.
Okay. Just like you and I are both.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're in John 17, Kent, verse 19. And the title of this devotion is Sanctified in Truth.
Okay.
And Kent, just by way of introduction, before I read this verse, the truth is so powerful. The truth of the Word of God, that it has the power, when our hearts are made receptive by the Holy Spirit, to literally change our lives from the inside out. And I think most people would love to have their life changed, to have their life upgraded, to get to the next level of what God made them to be. And we see here one of the key factors in becoming more like the Lord Jesus Christ, and is for the Word of God to pierce and to penetrate into our heart and to have a profound effect upon us. And so I want to read the verse. It's verse 19. Jesus prays this to the Father for their sakes, referring to the disciples and referring to believers down through the centuries. For their sakes, I sanctify myself. Now, let me just stop right there, Kent. What Jesus is praying here is he recognizes that the time of the crucifixion has now come. That the hour has come, and that he now sanctifies himself to the cross. To be sanctified means literally to be set apart or to be separated from something unto something else. And the time has now come for him to be set apart from his earthly ministry. And to be separated to the ultimate purpose for which he has come into the world, which is to go to a cross and to be lifted up and to die bearing the sins of his people. And so, for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. And so we've already run into this word sanctify two verses earlier in verse 17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. And Jesus in this prayer picks back up on this, that every believer needs to be progressively sanctified and increasingly set apart from sin unto personal holiness. So that's what this word sanctify means. And so Jesus sets himself apart to the cross so that you and I would be set apart to holiness, and this holiness will be promoted in the truth of the Word of God. So there's a twofold force here that's going on to produce our sanctification. One is the death of Christ. We have been crucified with Christ, and we are crucified to our old way of life. And the power that sin once held over our lives has been nailed to the cross. And though sin is still present in our lives, it's no longer president over our lives. And the power of the cross, and then the power of the truth of the Word of God, is also a powerful sanctifying force in our lives as well. And so, Kent, that's why we do Steadfast Hope. That's why you're teaching Sunday school. That's why I preach on Sundays across the street at Trinity Bible Church of Dallas. I mean, we're all about getting the truth of the Word of God into the lives of people. That's why we have a men's Bible study here on Thursday mornings. We're just doing everything that we can to get the truth out, knowing that the truth has a catalytic effect upon the lives of people whose hearts are prepared by the Holy Spirit to receive it, it becomes spiritual growth food, if you will. 1 Peter 2:2, like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the word, that by it they may grow in respect to salvation. We grow in our sanctification as the word of God is coming into our minds and into our hearts, and it's activated with steps of obedience. It's propelling us forward. Ken, it's like when I go to the airport, there's that moving sidewalk. I get on that moving sidewalk, I can walk so much faster moving forward than other people who are not on it. If you're in a church, if you're in a Bible study that's preaching the word of God, you're on this moving sidewalk. You're being catapulted forward with a greater speed of spiritual growth in your life than if you're just a pedestrian with very little input of the word into your life. So, Kent, ball's in your court.
Well, I think we've talked about this several days back, but the sanctification, as you mentioned, is in a positional sense. When we come to Christ, we're sanctified in a positional sense, just as if we've never sinned. But then there's this progression as we grow in Christ. Now, why is it that way? Why do we need to do any? Why aren't we just sanctified and that's it? We don't have to worry about growing in Christ. Why is it that way?
Well, Kent, you know, probably the simplest answer is this is the way God designed it. Mm-hmm. And this is the way God set it up.
Yeah.
And you've asked a great question. The why questions sometimes are hard to answer. It brings greater glory to God for us to be living here in dependence upon Him and looking to Him. If we were just immediately made perfect the moment we were converted, then we would be self-confident. Mm-hmm. We would be self-reliant. There would not be the great need in prayer. We wouldn't be in the Word. If we've already arrived, why would we be in the Word? We wouldn't be ministering to one another if we've already arrived the moment we're converted and we're made perfect. And so there's a greater glory that comes to God through our lives for us to be utterly, completely dependent upon Christ and the ministry of the Holy Spirit throughout our Christian lives. And it keeps us coming back to Him in prayer and asking for a greater grace, asking for His help, so that we can proceed in our Christian walk.
Does God use then even other Christians in our life as sandpaper to sanctify us? Is that part of what He uses, the difficulties, so that we continue to grow in sanctification? Is that
You've been reading my mail, I know. So.
I'll read your mail.
Yeah, no, the Lord has used you as sandpaper.
You've grown because of me. I got it.
No, I'm kidding. No, of course, God uses even other believers in our lives that it's hard for us to totally mesh with. And we're the same way to other people. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're sandpaper for other people's lives.
So in a way, we need to be thankful for the difficulties.
I hate to admit it, but yes.
Okay.
And we need to have this higher view of our Christian life and how God is at work, because these people who can be a challenge for us to love. Really, what I've learned about me, the issue becomes more and more about me and less about them, that I was too quick to form an opinion or a judgment. And I've written them off too quick. And then the more I'm kind of with them and their sandpaper, the more I grow to love them. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's true. That's not just spiritual talk. That's true. And I realize I was so shallow to begin with.
But that's sanctification is what you're talking about.
It is sanctification. And Kent, you know, for our men's Bible study, we're in 1 John 4 and loving one another. And every one of these lessons is just coming back at me as I'm having to study it and prepare my notes and deliver it. I'm preaching to me. I'm teaching what I need to hear. Mm-hmm. So, Kent, to answer your question, yes, And then at the same time, those who are a great, who are easy to love, really also have an effect on our spiritual lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, you encourage me so much, and you affirm and propel me forward as well. So I need to thank God for you and for other people like you in my life. Well, this is what we've talked about today in Steadfast Hope, about being sanctified, about becoming more like Christ, about growing in personal holiness. You'll notice at the bottom of the screen is onepassion.org. You could go online and listen to all of our Steadfast Hope broadcasts. There are many other resources. My preaching at Trinity Bible Church of Dallas, across the street from here. Many ways that we can continue to minister to you. Please take advantage of that. Well, thank you for joining us today on Steadfast Hope.
Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Steadfast Hope. If this was helpful to your Christian walk, please leave us a review wherever you listen to this show. And if you want to connect on social media, I can be found at Dr. Stephen J. Lawson or at One Passion Ministries. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will join me again for the next episode of Steadfast Hope.